we welcome the appointment of the new commissioner, and we wish Commissioner Kelly every success in the role, and we look forward to hopefully working with him to maybe address some of the issues and concerns of our members. There are a lot of problems on the front line and throughout the organisation that have been articulated and spoken about ad nauseum in recent years, but no real progress made on any of them. So maybe we would hope that under his tenureship, maybe that we will try and rebuild and see can we move forward on these issues.
And do you really feel that there may be a chance of an overhaul to what can only be described as quite a number of challenges facing the force at the moment with Justin Kelly at the helm?
Well, you know, only time will tell. And but every leader has the opportunity to bring their style and their approach to the organisation, and as the figurehead, Commissioner Kelly will have that discretion. So it's really the ball is in his court as he decides how he will lead the organisation, and will he inspire the staff and the people who are so disillusioned and demoralised at the moment, and maybe make them feel that they are listened to, or that their voice is valuable and will have an input into the organisation going forward.
And how do you feel? I know maybe you'll say it's too early to say again, but how do you think he might suit the position as opposed to his almost predecessor, Drew Harris? We know that the GRA and Drew Harris, there were some tensions there over the years.
Well, it's no secret that there was some strain put on the relationship, and that the overwhelming tide of feeling coming up from the front line was funneled through the GRA, which ultimately resulted in that vote of no confidence, which I can understand from Commissioner Harris's perspective. He took that very personally, and I saw it as a personal slight on him. And well, hopefully that the new commissioner will create an atmosphere where maybe the such circumstances won't unfold. But as I say, it's a difficult role. It's very demanding. I wouldn't take away from the pressures on anybody that's dealing. And no one has a magic wand that can fix the societal problems that manifest themselves for our members, and indeed some international phenomena. But as I say, the people who are in positions of leadership, that's why they're selected, and they should have the skill base to move us forward and to maybe create a more positive environment that we can work in a collaborative approach to solving problems.